In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. Welcome in our man Jason Jones. What's up, Jay?
Not much. Happy birthday, and
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. You know, got Freddie Gibbs the co-host today.
No, it's like that wasn't even planned, and I wasn't even trying to shoot him. I was gonna be like, oh man, Jason shaved a beard out here looking like Marcellus Wiley out here in this show.
Oh, don't do him like that.
Ladies love Marcellus Wiley.
Yeah, but he.
Yeah, I know.
He, you know,
he's an S star.
Marcellus rolls with the with that other Jason.
That's facts. That's facts. That's facts.
That's not your boy. He's from Compton, ain't he? You, Marcellus. Did you guys? Are you the same age?
I think he's older than me. So I didn't get a chance. I wouldn't have played against him back in the day in high school. But yeah, he's a little older than me. But yeah, he's one of them Compton guys ISQ rapped about on True to the Game, I think, sometimes these days, you know.
Hey, we'll bring
– be like, really, man? But, hey, what do I know?
Nah, he's different.
Yeah, the beard's only gone because, you probably ain't been through this in a while. You know, you think you're going to shape it up, and then you realize, oh, man, I done went way – yeah,
that's what happened now. I went too low last week, man. I don't really like it like this. I need a little bit.
Yeah, more. I went – and I was like, I'm going to have to go ahead and do something. My son doesn't. He was like, I don't like it. But, you know, the lady likes it. So,
oh, that's
she likes
that's
that look. Matters, the look yeah. You got right now?
Yeah. So,
oh, that's the look then.
The beard might not be coming back.
Yeah, that's the. I mean, my opinion don't mean nothing. That silver and black that you got, boy, that pops. But if the lady likes, you know, Smooth J Jones, then that's what you got to go with.
I shaved the beard one time.
Choice.
I shaved the beard one time. The lady did not like it. I've never shaved it again.
You got thrown out the house.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, don't do that. Don't do
she
that.
She's like, who told you to do that?
Go stay at D-Lo's house till that grow back.
I think I'd have the same issue. You seen that video of the daddy shaves his beard off and the little baby. She's like,
screams.
Ryan's age. Yeah. She just cried. She's like, oh! I think that's what Ryan would do to me.
And then kids would lose their mind. Like, we don't know who this man is.
That's tremendous. That is tremendous. How did you enjoy the end of the Olympics, particularly the basketball portion?
I mean, you figured at some point Steph would go Steph, you know, so it's always, you know, he's the greatest shooter I've ever seen. So, not that I've seen all of them, but, you know, yeah, you knew at some point he would do that, you know. But for me, what made it, you know, funny was just all the talk that had nothing to do with that. I think Tyrese Halliburton had the most fun with the situation, you know. And then, you know, I didn't even know there was an Olympic MVP.
I didn't either. I didn't know that was the thing. Yeah.
Then of course
they had first and second teams too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had first and second teams.
I know. I assumed they had a first team. I didn't know they had a second team.
Goodness. And what's cool was people were saying they only created the MVP so they could give LeBron a trophy for the. I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing. I'm like, I had no idea there was an Olympic first team. But you know, their toughest game was going to be Serbia. you know, once they got by that, you know, you figured France would be tough because France is playing at home, but they would have needed too many guys to have bad games all at the same time to not win gold. Mm-hmm. There's just too many of them on that team to where, you know, you can say when Steve Kerr can go, oh man, everyone's struggling. Let me go put Jason Tatum in.
I mean, that's why there's no chance he'd do that.
Well, you're right. But I mean, hey, like I told my friends on Facebook, he won a championship, imitated everyone. Now he imitated Christian Laettner in the Olympics.
Oh
no, come on, don't.
That's cold.
That's disrespectful.
Saying he cosplayed everyone. Now you get to do your Duke homie. Yeah, congratulations on your gold medal, Jason Tatum. I'm proud of you, man.
Oh,
good job.
Man, that's
should have been Jalen. Should have been Jalen Brown out there anyway.
Well, don't do that. Jason Tatum is very deserving of that.
Derek White should give his gold medal to Jalen Brown.
Did you?
Gilbert brings up a great point. Does Michael Jordan have an Olympic MVP?
I have no idea.
I don't think that thing exists. I think you're right. I don't think it existed before this year.
They're running up good countries.
They're just going. They're, yeah, it got so bad. They were like, does Michael Jordan have an in-season tournament? I'm like, what did somebody say? Michael Jordan would have won one because if you'd have told Michael Jordan they were going to give him a chance to spend 3-4 days in Vegas in the middle of the season, there's no way he wasn't going to drop 45 four games in a row.
Jordan coming right out of the Wynn Casino going into this.
I was
going
to say that logic is pretty rock solid, to be honest with you.
Think about it. A team with Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman with a chance to go on a team sponsored trip to Vegas.
Man, the Bulls.
Oh, yeah, they're there.
The Bulls beating everybody in pool play by 40. Jordan is locked in pool
Jordan,
play.
I'm going to win a half a mil to go gamble with? Oh, yeah, it's on. Jordan's going to win that thing and go straight to the casino. He's like, I got a half a mil. Half a milli to go put on the crap table.
He would have lost it before the plane ride home.
Right, so? He would have kept it moving. Had a good time. Great trip to Vegas.
And they would have had to try to find Dennis Rodman before they left.
Well, I heard they had to do that most days anyways.
That would have been a struggle.
Yeah. Hey, that happened to the Kings one time, too. So, hey, you know, Vegas is a crazy place.
Who the Kings lost somebody?
I think I
know who find Ty Lawson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What were they... Oh, it's an exhibition game. That's right.
It's an exhibition game because the next game was Kentucky, and it was like they couldn't find Ty Lawson. Like,
I do remember that. Jeez. We were talking about it a little bit yesterday about like what 28 is going to look like for USA men's basketball, and we thought it was going to be a whole different group. But after we've had 24 hours to talk about it, sleep on it, think about it a little bit more, I kind of feel like because they have to win in L.A., like they have to win. You thought pressure was on Steve Kerr. They said Steve Kerr was aging like a president during these Olympics. but if you thought the pressure was on Kerr to win this one, Coach Spo or whoever, bro, you cannot be anywhere but the gold medal podium in L.A. I think LeBron might come back. I think KD might come back. I don't know about Steph.
43-year-old LeBron.
I know, but I think because it's in L.A., because it's in America, I think he might play.
Let's be real. And with that point, somehow the Lakers will have somebody, some star to put out there.
He ain't going to be American.
Well, you never know, but 43-year-old LeBron.
Taurasi, what'd you say? Taurasi was 42?
42, yep. DMP in the gold medal game. But she's 42.
Yeah, but, you know, so but is Bronny going to be on the team if LeBron's on the team? First father and son on the Olympic team. Well,
That would be a big power play.
Bronny's on the team and Jalen Brown still isn't.
I can make an argument for Bronny being in the NBA. I don't know if I can make a him being on Team USA.
I mean, 43, it's about a power move. LeBron tells him, I'll play if Bryce and Bronny are on the team. Somebody already made a graphic for LA. It was like LeBron, yeah, Bryce, Zuri on there, Bronny, Savannah.
I was going to say, put a little family. Zuri in there.
Yeah, they threw her in there too.
It's the old Nike commercial all over again. Except yeah, they're.
I wonder for 28, like, will Ja Morant be around for
that's
that?
What we thought. Who are we talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, will Jaylen Brown have made nice? What if Kerr is coaching and Tatum doesn't want to play for him again?
I don't think Kerr's coaching.
Yeah, Kerr out of here.
Kerr, I don't think Kerr wants to go through this again.
No, and especially that one. You want to go to 48 in L.A.?
Yeah, well, also, I don't if Steph isn't playing, I don't think Kerr wants to coach without Steph.
I don't blame him.
When Kerr ever have to coach a game without Steph Curry, it meant something.
He's the coaching version of Draymond Green.
Oh, that's going too far.
Hey, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but that's wrong.
It means he can't win without Steph Curry. It means he finds a way to leech onto Steph Curry like Draymond Green did in the gold medal game. Like, sir, why are you here? Like, you were, what are you doing
here? One of my favorite parts is Draymond live tweeting, talking about you got to scrap the rotation sometime. I'm like, this is outstanding. It's like, what other player would essentially troll his coach during the Olympics?
He's a wild boy for that, man. He's just a wild boy in general. But yeah. I don't know.
Maybe Draymond will play in 28.
Well, no.
Man, if Draymond
what
Green
is Bryce
still
doing? Put Zuri out there.
They got to get Cooper Flag in there somehow.
Oh, yeah. Well, he.
Yeah, they got to get Cooper Flag in there somehow.
You talk about an American star. He could be the one.
Mm. Yeah, he could be the first one since who? Larry?
Well, that type of
stuff. American?
American, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because LeBron's from America. But
No.
We know what we're talking about.
Come on, man, stop it.
That's what I'm saying. I get it. I smell what you're cooking now.
Yeah,
I think it's Larry.
On that level.
They thought it might be Gordon Hayward. They thought it might be.
It wasn't.
It wasn't Kirk Heinrich. It wasn't, you know, who else? I don't know. Sean Bradley.
Hey, what about Chet?
Yeah, I like Chet. Well, Chet kind of went us. Like, oh no, I told you, Chet got a girl whose name ends in Isha.
My boy Mark Spears getting on this one. He talked or writing about what Chet eats for lunch. You know,
he be at Fixins. You said Chet be at Fixins?
Oh, he would be.
Yeah, Chet wouldn't have gotten out of that limo with Tyrese and whoever that was. Hey, Chet's limo would have looked very different than Tyrese's limo. Did you see Tyrese's limo?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, Chet would have been on some other stuff.
Yeah, his would have looked different.
Yeah. Chet would have been on that Watch the Throne type limo.
It would have been like an Instagram reel come to life.
Like, whoa. Yeah. Chet, a good chance Chet will be in L.A.
He's one of the players. He's one of the players I'm most excited to see this year, this basketball season.
Yeah, especially because they went out and got, you know, Hartenstein to play next to him. So, you know, you got another big, so you can maybe do some different things with him. They're going to be a very intriguing team because they were able to improve without having to give up any other core guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got the GOAT for Giddy.
Settle down. Good ball player.
GOAT. You'd be saying much more about him if he had somehow ended up in Sacramento.
I like him. I wouldn't say GOAT though.
I have to, you know, because you know ties and.
I haven't recovered though since y'all lost him, man. Things ain't been the same.
I know. Tell Rob that.
Well, that doesn't work. Like. Jeannie has to tell Rob, and somehow I think those two are still talking to Kobe. I'm not sure how, but
they can't because Kobe would have fired everyone.
Yeah, that's facts.
Kobe would have punched D'Angelo Russell in the face.
Poor D'Lo.
Then how does Jamal Murray go from like Michael Jordan to get the Lakers to like? I don't know what that was.
He kind of got stalled out.
He did.
He kind of got stalled out because things were
moving a little quickly in the Olympics, and
yeah,
we didn't really have enough time to dissect how truly bad he was in that game.
Oof.
I was like, where was this guy back in May?
He's such a weird player to me. Like, I just cannot get fully on board with Jamal Murray. Like, I know he's good. That's not, but like, as one of the, like, the guys, I'm just not on board with that yet.
Mm. I never have been, because I'm like, those ebbs and flows of him are so wild sometimes. And like, on a team like in the Olympics, where outside of Shea, he should have been the man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, but Jen, you're playing France. You got Dylan Brooks taking turnaround jumpers against Wimby, which, of course, went how you would expect it would go.
Got stuffed.
I was like, come on, man. Come on, Dylan. What are you doing?
Wimby blocked that with his forearm.
I was like, come on, man. Like, this is what we're doing, Dylan Brooks.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I feel like 28, man. I don't know, there's, man. That's gonna be tough.
In the 11th grade, we don't even know about who's gonna end up on the team.
Maybe,
some like two-star recruit who's gonna go to college for a year, breakout.
Kion Anthony, he might be on the team.
Who knows? Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fire. The 28 Olympics are made up of Carlos Boozer's twins, Carmelo Anthony's sons, LeBron James's kids. Oh, that'd be fire. Stephs aren't going to be old enough.
That would be awesome. And, I mean, you know, and we got a bunch of other possibilities. I mean, we got, you know, Carter and Sack. I mean, there's a bunch of other possible kids who could be on the team. That would be a cool gimmick. Everybody has to be the son of an NBA player. Jalen Brunson's eligible. I mean,
that's somebody we didn't mention yesterday.
Well, Clay could get in. Yeah, I was thinking about Jalen.
Yeah, he might be on the
spot. I mean, that would have to be the rule. Your dad had to play in the league for you to be able to be on the Olympics. Just like make it weird like that.
Mm.
Well, Tyrese's shot just Mr. Halliburton didn't make it.
Except Tyrese. I like Tyrese. Tyrese gets pass.
Tyrese killed it. Like, Tyrese did everything perfectly the entire Olympics. He was a winner, including the video of him getting out of the limo. That was all timer. Tyrese had a very, very good summer.
Tyrese had as much fun as anybody, because he wasn't playing and he's like, all right, whatever. You know, he had fun with it. It wasn't like I don't remember seeing one photo of Tyrese looking sad during a game. No.
I think he knows, like, yeah. he knew what this team was, and he knows what the next team is. Like, that's his.
He goes, Steph, okay, there's the point. He goes, Steph and LeBron, there go the point guards. What am I going to do?
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. Then you got Book, and then you got Ant, you know, and then, you know, Derek White, I guess, but you know. Tyrese played it well to the end.
Yep.
He was enjoying a free trip to Paris and courtside seats.
That's it.
Yeah. Him and
courtside tie. Oh, come on, Jason.
What'd he say?
He called him Christian Laettner Jr. You know who he's talking about.
Why are we doing this to that man? Like I said, Ella May was there with the new baby.
He gets to imitate everybody.
Ella May was there with the new baby, man. Can he just enjoy it, man? Deuce is a big brother
now. He should enjoy it, I mean, some of those pictures that came with him just sitting there looking like, I mean, he's now the meme for I ain't doing nothing.
If I send this to you, it means I ain't doing nothing.
No, that was messed up, man.
The one I saw, it's like your girlfriend says, what you doing? You sent her a picture of Tatum. What does this mean? I ain't doing nothing.
Come on, man. They can't do my guy like that.
The internet is cold.
Score like 60 on the Warriors next year. Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga will pay for this.
Internet is nasty.
Draymond's going to miss that game. Draymond, like, I don't want no part here. Draymond, like, I know what's coming. Steph will rest that game, too. And then, yeah, Tatum's going to destroy the Warriors at least one of those games.
We were talking about the best shots in basketball history. Because obviously Steph had a couple of huge shots in those final two games. And I think Greeny jumped over the ledge on one of the morning shows on ESPN and called it the greatest shot in the history of basketball. We named like 40 that we thought were probably a little better. But if I asked you the best shot in basketball history, what's the first shot that comes to your mind?
The first? Ori?
Oh, see, all right.
All right.
All right, come on,
right,
that's, I mean,
all right, it's it's fine. All right,
dang. I'm sorry. I mean, you said one. That's the first one I think.
You picked Fisher.
That's what I said. Fisher.
We got Kobe.
Magic going across with the baby sky hook over McHale.
There's a lot of them, but that was just the first one.
Okay, I don't believe you. I'm gonna be honest. I don't believe you.
Ray Allen. I could have went Ray Allen. You know, I could have. Yep. There's a lot of ways.
The first one I instantly thought of was Kyrie. Kyrie in Game 7.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the degree, it's just a shot. Like, and it's not a degree. It's not like what Derek Fisher did. There's no crazy sequence around. It's the moment of the game. It's Game 7 against the winningest team in regular season history. It's on the road. It's for the championship. No baskets have been scored in like 3 minutes, yeah. And Kyrie hits that shot.
It's Kyrie saying, run something to get Steph on me. And that was, if you watch that play over it, Kyrie was not attacking until Steph was on it.
Right.
Right. I mean, that one was cold.
I still go with
say Jordan, and when he shoved Mr. Russell.
That's the one that comes to my mind first, is Jordan on Russell.
Yeah, his last shot ever, because he never took another shot after
He didn't. That was it. That was a great way to go out. You know what I mean?
That was crazy. I got this Mitchell & Ness All-Star jersey. It says Jordan on it, but it says the Wizards.
Crazy, right?
You know,
it's crazy.
You got to be careful. Those things you get on Canal Street, they just throw anything on there, you know?
They be selling like these framed artworks that have that picture. The last shot. The last shot of what?
Okay, D'Lo Lyle.
Like, what are you talking about?
D'Lo Lyle's out here.
Hey,
last shot of what?
We can't forget Kawhi's shot.
Again. Yeah, no, that's one of my, like, that shot is insane.
Man sent Joel Embiid to the locker room in tears.
Damn. You know when we haven't talked about at all, which probably should be on there, is Paxson's shot.
93.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a great one. But
I don't even know that. It was game six.
Yeah.
It was game six on the road.
Won the championship, though.
I mean, if we're going to do that, do we got to bring up Steve Kerr? I'm saying, what's the difference?
Jim,
about Bobby Hansen in 92?
Bobby Hansen. Hey, that 25-point performance.
He had three. Bobby Hansen. Dude.
Did we start going from, you know, we can start going to shots that shouldn't have counted and that counted. I'm going to stop. You got to fight me.
Settle down. All right.
I was going to say another one just to be a troll.
No, that is a great one. Talk about Mike Bibby.
No, I know.
It definitely should have counted.
I was going to say Samaki Walker.
Oh, now, yeah. All right. Okay. I'll do it.
Jason on one today.
Yeah, I'll do it. I got it this time. It's good. I got it.
Oh, man. Hey, what do you think?
We can say Bibby.
Were you at Kevin Martin that game?
Which one? No,
the playoff first. That's a little before. I think that's before.
No, I wasn't at that game. No.
Oh, okay.
I was at the Kevin Martin game where he had 50s and Rashad McCann waved him off. And I just said, Rashad is out of control. I was like, if Kevin Martin wasn't a nice dude, he would have punched Rashad McCants on the court for that. My man got a 50 ball, and Rashad's like, no, I got this.
We will not
really study what is wrong with Rashad McCants enough.
Well, I mean, it's
Professor Jason Jones. It could be the next class.
Right.
Sign up for Professor Jason Jones. What's wrong with
somebody said on Instagram or something like, "Is Rashad McCants the first NBA player we've seen actively suffer from CTE?"
Oh man!
You know what? No, was crazy. I had never seen Harrison Barnes like make a mean face about anyone. I mentioned Rashad McCants. He was like, "Oh God!" I'm just like, remember when he just decided to just rat on the entire basketball program? Like, yeah, none of us took classes. Like, dude, shit.
That's like the face Harrison made on the court when Buddy shot a half-court shot with, like, 8 seconds left. It's the same look.
That was, yeah.
Who was it? Was it Tyrese?
Tyrese, man.
Turns around what was that?
Got the rebound, came down, finished it at the buzzer. He's,
and man, doesn't even celebrate. Looks right at Harrison. What the hell was that?
And Harrison's like, dog.
Yeah, Buddy's going to be on the Warriors. Buddy, you can see Buddy at least four times.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, can't
wait. Oh, I can't. I will be at that game. I want to be, Buddy playing with Steph. Oh, you know there's going to be about 10 games where Buddy's going to be like, I'm getting my shots. I don't care who you are, number 30. That's going to be lovely.
You know,
I can't wait.
Back on the shot thing, you know, a couple that we missed was Reggie Miller's at like 3 or 4. Reggie had the
Knicks joints.
He had 3 or 4 in like 8 seconds.
Yeah, he had it in 8 seconds, but he had that. He had the Bulls. When he pushed Jordan off.
Yep.
And then one that I just saw, I forgot about. Remember when he hit that one in game 5? This was best of 5. Game 5, the bank shot against the Nets at the buzzer to tie it.
One.
Oh, you don't remember that one?
I don't remember that
one. They sent it in overtime. They ended up losing the series because they lost in overtime.
Okay.
But he hit a bank shot down 3.
I'm sure I'll remember it when I see it.
Game 5 of the best of 5 series. And the
big thing. Sorry.
No, I was going to say the big thing was, Reggie does it again to New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. But, yeah, that was a classic.
Let's also be clear. We were talking basketball. Teresa Witherspoon's.
Oh.
Like.
Goodness gracious.
In the WNBA finals.
Come on, man. The championship was ready
to go. Like, the confetti was coming down from the sky.
Ooh, that was Ray Allen's shot on steroids.
Best of 3, too. So
yeah.
They literally could have swung it all the way, but
like the
Comets had like the Hall of Fame trio. But yeah, that was to get a half court shot.
The iconic look on Tina Thompson's face as like they're celebrating the fact that they just survived another game. Again, confetti is falling from the sky at this point. And nope.
That was amazing.
Joe Buck would say, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, that was truly insane. Because, you don't think, okay, she's going to launch from beyond half court and it'll go in.
Mm.
Just the image
of her just sitting there.
Yeah, just sitting there. Yep.
Crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've seen crazy shots like that. Because crazy thing is, they just replay because Jeremy Lamb announced his retirement. Jeremy Lamb had a shot like that.
Kings legend, Jeremy Lamb.
What shot did he have?
This was when he played for Charlotte, like dang near from half court, which was crazy when they tweeted about him retiring. Like, why they put him in a Kings jersey? I'm like, I forgot he even played for the Kings.
Shams did put him in a Kings jersey.
It's crazy. I was like, the times they do want to use the Kings for national stuff, It's like, let's remind people that Jeremy Lamb was there.
Well, I think King's Legend Kyle Guy also retired, no?
He did. He did. Yeah.
I'm about to watch this Jeremy Lamb game
that
winner.
That was a crazy one. I do remember
it's
that.
It's labeled Jeremy Lamb.
Wasn't that against Toronto or something like that?
It is. Yeah. Unbelievable game winner. Shocks the world. March 24, 2019.
March 1.
That's the name of the video.
But I think at some point we got to stop hyping up. I mean, I don't want to be mean, but not everybody needs a retirement announcement. But I guess that's okay with getting out of hand the thank yous from the teams. Like, come on, bro. Really? We was on a team for like a week, didn't play. Thank you. It's like,
I remember
Hornets moved to 34-39 with that victory,
yeah,
by the way.
That shocked the world.
Shocked the world.
That reminds me of I think Lonnie Walker, like, he had gotten hurt for the Spurs or something like that. And the Spurs sent out a tweet with like Lonnie Walker's picture and like, prayers up for Lonnie Walker. Lonnie quotes you as like, I just broke my wrist. Thank you. I'm okay.
Or, I mean, there have been times when people sent out a happy birthday message and the guy, like, got cut. Mm. It's like, oh, come on. Y'all, I'm going to need y'all to cross-reference the birthdays with the transactions.
Well, someone check the Odyssey Twitter account, because who knows? We might not make it to 1,000. Jay, before you go, your coach, AP, said that the Raiders are going to name their starting quarterback following the game Saturday versus the Dallas Cowboys. For those who can't see, Jason just burst into laughter. who do you think that quarterback is going to be?
I'm laughing because I'm actually got, for a story, I got the preview of the new Madden, and I was using the Raiders. And it took me a whole game to figure out how to complete a pass.
Oh no!
My God, it was a struggle. Oh. I mean, when your quarterback, the starter, is rated like a 73, and the backup is it's.
Who was your quarterback? Who did you start with?
Gardner.
Oh, he's 73. Jesus.
Yeah, which I thought was a little low, but hey,
I
would have gotten
75, 76.
You know, he'll get that up to a good 75, 76 during the season. I know.
Are you starting Gardner Minshew?
I would. I mean, I just think with the defense they potentially can have, you go with the guy who's shown he can win some games over a longer period of time. And, is he a franchise guy? No, but he can bridge the gap for you. I just didn't see any. I think Aiden, as we saw in receivers, Aiden O'Connell got the job in part because Devontae Adams hated Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm. So
that's not wrong.
Yeah. So, I just think it's going to be Minshew, and then, you roll with that and see what happens. And yeah, I mean, hey, there'll probably be some good quarterbacks in the next draft class. It's just another reason to want to fight Josh McDaniels when you see all the stuff about how Ziegler wanted to trade up for CJ Stroud and Josh was like, no. Ooh. So, I mean, this does remind us what a terrible person and coach Josh McDaniels really was in Las Vegas and Denver. And he's,
Shador time in Los Angeles, maybe, or Las Vegas, excuse me.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody's time, because if we're on year two of Gardner Minshew next year, something has gone horribly wrong. Mm. Heck, who knows? Maybe they might, I know it's a far-fetched idea. It almost won't happen, but. Hey, it might be on Dak time next year.
Hey, that's possible.
It is.
That's possible.
I mean, the way Jerry Jones out here saying he don't need somebody, then a week later, I missed you. Yeah. I don't know if Jerry knows what he's saying anymore. I mean, yes. When you got Michael Parsons and Dak retweeting and liking the tweet, I'm like, oh, yes. It's going to be a fun season in Dallas. I mean, I think I can see some anarchy breaking out down there.
And that's all. That's good for all of us.
It's good for everybody.
That's good for everybody.
It's especially good for those networks who like to debate.
That's for sure.
That's true. Jay, we appreciate you as always. Thank you, my brother.
All right, y'all. Y'all take care. See you next week.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.